lives, the victory's won. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this sixth Sunday of Easter. Today's first reading presents Peter's message to Cornelius, a God-fearing Roman centurion, about the death and resurrection of Jesus. We see God's promise of salvation to the children of Abraham being expanded to include the Gentiles. With its similarities to the account of Pentecost in Acts 2, which involved only Jews and proselytes, namely those who were circumcised and followed the ceremonial law given in Deuteronomy, this event at Joppa is seen as the Pentecost of the Gentiles, or pagans. Cornelius and his household, called God-fearing, were not circumcised, nor did they follow all of the Jewish ceremonial law. But the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they were speaking in tongues and extolling God after hearing Peter's proclamation of the death and resurrection of Jesus. We follow the reading with a choral prayer, "Come, O Creator Spirit, come."
A reading from the 10th chapter of Acts. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speak in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days.
Thank you.
The epistle reading from 1 John continues presenting the relationship between faith and love and who overcomes the world. Our faith that Jesus is the Christ, a gift from God, is the victory that has overcome the world. And there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. In other words, the Word of God and the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. We celebrate this in the hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory is Won.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the first letter of St. John to the Church. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree.
St. John continues the Maundy Thursday discourse of Jesus, expanding on his earlier command, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. We see that the love of the Father toward his Son Jesus is like the love of Jesus for everyone for whom he died. He calls us friends, not servants. But he is very clear in saying, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Amanda Ness, music teacher at St. Peter Lutheran School, sings of this in the hymn, Lord, 'tis not that I did choose thee.
A reading from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another.
For 'tis not that I did choose thee, that I know could never be. For this heart would still refuse thee, had thy grace not chosen me. Thou hast from the sin that stained me washed and cleansed and set me free.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Christ is risen. Alleluia.